We're going to start with Proverbs 1:33. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33. And we're going to glean some wonderful promises this morning. Do you have your receivers turned on?
Yeah.
Yeah, because these aren't my words. I'm just going to read them. They're his words. And there's a common phrase in these three scriptures from three different places, from Proverbs, Psalms, and Deuteronomy. But there's a common theme in these three. Proverbs 1:33, but whoso, Jesus used the word whosoever. So if you're a whosoever today, that, you know, there's a promise for you. If you're not a whosoever, you can be. Whosoever hearkens unto me. Hearkens means to listen, to pay attention to, and with the intent of following what the Lord has spoken. So whosoever hearkens unto me, and here's this phrase, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Now I want you to make the connection with the things that some of you talked about and you didn't even know what our opening scripture was. And already the Holy Spirit's beginning to knit. This is the miraculous thing about here, how he takes something that seems so silly or just something that we say, and he supernaturally connects that by the Spirit week after week, month after month, and year after year. This happens. And I know sometimes I've been criticized because we have such an open service and people that are visiting think, oh my God, what am I doing in this place? Well, if you're really listening and you're really discerning the Spirit, you'll see how these marvelous things come together. Shall dwell safely. Dwell means to live in, to abide, to remain attached to. It said safely. That word is important because at night, when you go to bed, or there are people who do live in fear, and they don't feel like they're safe. They don't feel like they can take a walk. They don't feel like they can go anywhere without locking their car doors or locking up the house. My gosh, I came down here the other day to work on something, and I forgot and had left the garage door open. I could have gone home and the snowblower would have been gone or something, you know? But it just seems like even Faith didn't know that. It's open confession time. Why did you do that? I didn't even realize I did until I went home and it says, oh, the garage door is open. Everything's still here. That's cool. But to dwell safely, there are so many promises about God's provision and his protection over all of our stuff. But to dwell safely, and it says, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. To be quiet from means that fear and evil have no place in our lives, and to be quiet, it means to be at peace. Dwell safely, shall be quiet from fear of evil. And why should we question how it happens? If God said it, it's got to be true. Because, you know, Jesus said the devil's a liar and the father of lies. So when we read the word, this is for me, this is for you. Psalm 4, verse 8, it says, I will. Now, if I stop there, that sounds like a prideful statement, like the five I wills of the enemy in Isaiah chapter 14, all the big boastful bragging that Lucifer spoke. And it's those words were very foolish, because look what ended up happening to him. Here are two things. Number one, I'm going to lay me down in peace. Do you know that pre-sleep is many people's one time all day long? They've been so busy all day. This is the time now they have to worry because there's nothing else is happening. So it's all quiet. Now's a good time to worry. Now's a good time to think about that next doctor's appointment. Now's a good time to think about your plane trip coming up. Now's a good time to think about how about your grandkids and all this gobbledygook stuff gets in your head and you just start thinking on all these things. And where did your peace go? Out the window. And sleep. Two things. I'm going to lay myself down in peace, and I'm going to sleep. Oh, gosh, I couldn't number how many times I've known people who literally had to take sleep medications to help them sleep, and I don't fault that. Not at all. But God said, well, the psalmist said, I will lay down in peace and sleep, and here's the reason why. For you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. Think of that phrase, dwell in safety. Where did we see it before? In Proverbs, Solomon wrote that. David wrote it in Psalm 4:8. Psalms, yep. And then the next scripture. What? Oh. Deuteronomy 33. And of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord. Any beloveds of the Lord in the house? God is no respecter of persons, right? Remember Peter said that? For I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Whatever he's done for others, he will do for you. Of the Lord shall dwell in safety. There's that phrase again. It's just so powerful this week that I found it in three places. Just boom, boom, boom. Dwell in safety by him, the Lord. And the Lord shall cover him all the day long. You know, so many times when I've gone on mission trips, and I won't dwell on just the fact that I always feel like Bubble Boy on these trips, that kid that was in the bubble because he had no immune system. And when I travel on these trips and all the places and experiences that I've had, I just feel like I'm in that, in a sphere, if you will, of God's covering all around me, like it encompasses me. And so I envision this, the Lord shall cover him all the day long. I really am very so much aware of his covering over me. And it isn't just on those trips. It's getting to be more and more and more and more. I'm more aware of his presence because the Spirit is omnipresent. He's always present at the same time everywhere. And the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Okay, Aaron, would you pop that photo up, please? And you think about what this is really saying, because this picture says more than my words can describe. Jesus is our shepherd. We're the little sheepies. But listen to this. And he shall dwell between his shoulders. That sheep and that shepherd, this isn't a fake picture. This is a real photograph of a shepherd. He's either in North India or Pakistan, but something happened to that sheep. And look at how that shepherd has got his hands right around that sheep. You and I know Mrs. Holloway, and I used to watch her, how she would nurture her sheep and her lambs. I never saw her carry one out, but I've seen her down in the stables. And I'll tell you, if there's a tick on that sheep, she'll find it. She was so meticulous about how wonderfully she cared for those sheep. And I used to see her going through their wool, looking for bites, dings, nicks, scratches, wounds, whatever. And I learned so much about this thing about the Lord and about how safe we are with him. And I was just looking for the perfect photograph that could illustrate. That's what it means. That sheep is very safe between the shoulders of that shepherd. And there's not a safer place for any of us that we could ever possibly be than to be right between the shoulders of the Lord himself. And he's carrying you. And even when you're hurting, when you're having a bad hair day, when everything's going wrong, and look at that, he got you. And that picture so spoke to me. That is a treasure. That photo, I like to work with photographs, and I just do a lot of stuff like that. But I try to find photos for the songs, for the backup slides that go with the song lyrics. But I was thinking about wishing I could find something that could say it better than I can say it. And that really does for me. That just is something that you'll treasure. Because the next time you maybe feel unsafe or unsure or uncertain or fear or worry or concern, my prayer for you today is that the Holy Spirit... You ever see a wood carving thing where they, with heat, they cut letters in wood? May the Lord engrave that photo in your heart today. So that if you can't be here or you can't grab a Bible or you can't come up with a verse of Scripture, keep that. Yeah, he's so content.
He's just peaceful.
Yeah. I just think that it just says it all. And you can tell that it's quite chilly because look at the garment that the priest is wearing or the shepherd is wearing. And of course, we all think of Jesus as the chief shepherd because he is, and we're the sheep of his pasture. And I've seen some of the pictures that people have drawn of Jesus, and it looks really kind of fake and I don't know, I just didn't want to bring something like that. I wanted a real shepherd with a real sheep over his shoulders. And there you have it.